This is a download from BFM 89.9, the business station.
Welcome back to Enterprise Biz Bytes. My name is Rich Bradbury. I'm in the studio with
Christine Wong.
No Arvin today. He'll be back with us hopefully tomorrow. But we do have a Bursa update courtesy of Christine Wong.
Yes, we do. So the KLCI is currently at is down by 0.37% at 1,514 points. Active stocks include Managed Pay Systems, YBS International, and Serba Dynamic. Meanwhile, the ringgit is currently up against the US dollar at 4.19, up against the Aussie dollar at 3.13, and up against the Sing dollar at 3.10.
Thanks very much. Chris, if you're only just joining us, we started off the show with a story about the allure of contract hiring. And according to Page Contracting Malaysia's Talent on Demand report, 62% of companies have now included contracting roles in their headcount. And we've been talking about how has the pandemic encouraged the rise of contract hires. We managed to get hold of Marlinda Zulkifli, who is the head of Page Contracting Malaysia, to give us some opinions. If you missed that part, you can download the podcast. It will be up very shortly. We're now going to move on to our next story of the day, and it's about the strain on malls and department stores and how in KL, some have chosen to shut down temporarily, and Selangor-based shopping malls and other retailers have been calling for targeted lockdowns in an effort to survive the devastating effect of the pandemic on retail outlets. After only 2 days of reopening, several department stores in KL have decided to shut down again, citing compliance with SOPs from the authorities. Sogo Malaysia announced the closure of all of its stores from today until further notice, with the exception of its supermarket at its KL store. Isetan KL also revised its operation hours at its Lot 10 and KLCC outlets, while it shut its store at the Gardens Mall. Over at One Utama, it said only its food section will remain open. Now, last Friday, the announcement to reopen several well-known department stores in KL had left many puzzled, since the federal territory is still under phase one of the National Recovery Plan. Checks by Free Malaysia Today at the Isetan outlet at Suria KLCC and Sogo's department store showed that many shops and certain sections remain shut despite the reopening. The number of customers at both stores was also fewer than usual, and at the Isetan outlet, the majority of customers were at its food market, with visitors seen purchasing essential food items. Over at Sogo, only the department store was allowed to open, whilst its other tenants remained shut. Both Isetan and Sogo carried out body temperature checks on customers, provided hand sanitizers, and took down information from the customers, allowing them to enter the premises.
Mm-hmm. Meanwhile, several groups representing shopping malls, retailers, and other businesses want the Selangor Menteri Bursa to adopt targeted lockdowns based on buildings instead of district or street or statewide. The groups are the Malaysia Shopping Malls Association, the Malaysia Retailers Association, the Malaysia Retail Chain Association, Bumiputra Retailers Organisation, Malaysia REIT, or Right Managers Association, and the Malaysian Association of Theme Park and Family Attractions. We would like to reiterate that the Enhanced Movement Control Order is an appropriate tool to be imposed on critically infected and specific targeted areas instead of a blanket lockdown of the entire district and state. This sledgehammer approach unnecessarily harms and destroys lives and livelihoods in areas where the incidence of the pandemic is within control, they said in an open letter to Selangor Menteri Bursa Datuk Seri Amiruddin Syari. The group said that data analytics and artificial intelligence had helped to craft precise and targeted responses in Kuala Lumpur, where the EMCO was currently confined to buildings instead of districts. Our call, they said, is for Selangor to also adopt this targeted lockdown to minimise and avoid unnecessary and unequivocal damage to the economy. This is especially detrimental as Selangor is the main economic and manufacturing hub of the entire nation. The groups also said that data from the Health Ministry showed that only 0.8% of COVID-19 cases from April 9th to May 28th were attributed to shopping malls. In the letter, they added, "This remarkably low incidence rate is due to the stringent adherence of standard operating procedures implemented by the malls and shops. As such, there is absolutely no basis for shopping malls and standalone shops to be closed. It is tantamount to punishing those who diligently abide by the SOP instead of being encouraged and rewarded." Ooh. Yeah. The groups added that they could not afford to have businesses in Selangor to be in such jeopardy, as many had gone bust while many more were already now seriously considering giving up, saying, "We earnestly plead for a fighting chance to survive. We call upon the Menteri Bursa to review and abandon the district or statewide lockdowns and adopt targeted lockdowns based on building-by-building levels, just like in Kuala Lumpur."
This cry for help is coming from literally every single sector.
Every single industry
yeah.
has been screaming for help
yeah.
over the course of the past 2 weeks.
And that's not going to change
nope.
Unless big changes are implemented.
Made, yeah.
And some people seem to be umming and ahhing about those changes. And I honestly don't see anything happening.
Yeah. I mean, again and again, we keep going back to this point of there seems to be this
disconnect.
Yeah. And also the idea of, what's the point, either way? If you yeah. can't make a living, yeah. it's really difficult to do anything. But at the same time, we also have to keep being safe and
yeah.
healthy. So it's a tough tightrope to walk, but at the same time, it's clear that most industries at the moment, if not all industries at the moment, are feeling one way or the other
yeah.
About it.
And that's going to be a theme that we'll be talking about for the rest of the week as well. We're going to be highlighting businesses and SMEs that are struggling through this period, and we're trying to just find out how they feel and what their opinion on all of this is. Of course, with that in mind, we'd also like to get your opinion on some of the stuff that we're talking about today. Of course, we've been discussing the allure of contract hiring, the strain on retail outlets that you've just heard,
mm-hmm.
and we'll be wrapping up with just something a little bit more positive, I guess, to end a Monday show on. We're going to be talking about Richard Branson in space, billionaires in space. Sounds like a movie title. Perhaps Arvin should be talking about it, really.
Yeah.
But to take us into the break, we've got some music from Deep Purple with Woman from Tokyo. We'll be back in just a few minutes here on BFM 89.9.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to bfm.my or find us on iTunes. BFM 89.9, the business station.